This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and once again, we've got a great artist in here for a live session. Welcome to the Griswolds.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
All the way from Sydney, Australia. And joining us in here, Chris Whitehall.
That's me.
And also Lachlan West.
That is me.
Thanks for coming in for this. We've been playing the song, Nice to Meet Ya, on 88.5 FM. And the new album, also that's the title track from the album, Nice to Meet Ya, came out Labor Day weekend. And so you can buy that now. And also, you've got a show coming up Friday, November 29th, Black Friday.
November 29th at the Troubadour, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you lived in the United States long enough to appreciate the Thanksgiving holiday
phenomenon? Well, yeah. I mean, we've spent a lot of time here now thanks to the band. We've right. Actually, we're kind of always here for Thanksgiving for whatever reason. So
yeah.
we normally just find an American friend and just go tack ourselves onto their their family.
Yeah,
awesome.
Bounce between families. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. It's the one day of the year where Americans will actually take people in.
Right.
You meet a European, they're like, hey, come visit me if you're ever in Berlin, and they actually mean it.
Yeah.
Americans will say this. They really don't want you to look them up when you get there. But so Black Friday. So go out and get the doorbusters and all the deals, and then go to the Troubadour and end the day with the Griswolds.
Come celebrate with us.
All right.
Yeah, show us your new shoes.
That's right. Your big screen TV. Will you guys, you're all set to go. Will you share a song with us?
That we will.
Sure thing.
What are we going to hear?
We're gonna hear Nice to Meet You.
Awesome. This is the Griswolds live on 88.5 FM.
One, two, three.
Woo! Of gold, I'm feeling like this time anything goes, anything goes. I tried to put you on, I tried to fit you in my little pocket and carry you around, and show you pretty places in my hometown. There ain't no need to slow down. Don't need anybody else at all in my life. I'm done of one I came, I saw we know now. But there ain't no need to slow down. Ow, ooh, come on in, come on in. Ah, na-na-na-na-na-na, nice to meet ya. You know you're all right with me. Ooh, 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 ooh. You fix the broken pieces of my old life. I needed you around, and I can only see it now, always on my mind. And now I've realized I don't need anybody else at all in my life. I'm done of one I came, I saw we know.
Wondering how you pull that off acoustically, because it's a pretty produced song, but that's amazing.
Well, some of them, honestly, we found out over the years, some songs really translate well to acoustic, and some are an absolute challenge to trying to figure out how to make it sound like at least half decent.
Well, you stuck the landing on that one. We're here with the Griswolds at 88.5 FM in a live session. And that song, Nice to Meet You, is on the new album, Nice to Meet You, that's been out for a month or two. Joined by Chris Whitehall and Lachlan West. Now, I got to ask you, the name of the band.
Right.
Griswolds.
Yes.
Please tell me that it's an homage to the Vacation movie.
Well, you're going to be very happy. It's everything you want to hear. It is absolutely.
That's glorious. In my house, Christmas Vacation is hallowed ground. And I say a phrase from the movie at least once a day. My wife asks me where I want to put something. Bend over and I'll show you. There's a limitless number of permutations of lines to take from that.
Yeah.
That's great. So immediately, people realize you have a sense of humor and you bring some fun to what you do.
Well, we hope so. I mean, life's too short to not enjoy everything, right? I mean, if you can't laugh at stuff and poke fun at yourself and have a good time every day, I mean, what's it all for?
Yeah,
that's the truth.
And we're Australian as well. You know, we're larrikins. I don't know, is larrikin a word here?
I don't know. Yeah,
larrikin.
Larrikin.
What's a?
I guess a clown, a goofball. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, goofball. Huh. That's gonna be the thing. Yeah.
Does it have a Q in it? A larrikin.
A larrikin.
Like
it's all K.
Yeah.
A larrikin.
No. Know. See, wow. This is an exchange of cultures.
Yeah,
that's why
you
listen to 88.5 FM.
Exactly.
If not for the music. Speaking of what you just said about having fun with this, you, Chris, as I read on the website, the Griswolds.com website, it says, quote, "I had to take some time off to kind of rediscover my love of music and writing."
Yeah.
Talk about that. What you just got ground down? It just wasn't fun anymore? It felt like a job or what?
I think we had just been on the road. I think we were kind of chasing our tail from the second this band kind of started, and it was always trying to play catch up, I guess. And before we knew it, you know, we put a song out in Australia and we had record deals in America, and we just got sent on this crazy journey, touring albums, and we were never home, never able to, I guess, really be grounded or kind of sit back and appreciate it.
So after Beware the Dog?
After the first two albums, we'd been touring for 5 years straight, and it really felt like we'd never been home in that time. And I think after 5 years of just being on the road, it was just total burnout. Everyone was just like, I don't know how to continue doing this if we're going to be just living life in hotels and never seeing our families and stuff. So I think we all made a decision that, it's time to at least sort of sit back and kind of reflect on it all and just take a minute off. It was for health reasons too, like just, our sanity, just to be able to, if I want to do this for the next 20 years, then like breaks are kind of just as important as working your butt off.
Yeah, you got to work hard and you got to play hard too.
Yeah, you got to be able to have fun with it and enjoy it, like if it's, like I said before, if it's not about the joy of doing it, then, you've kind of lost the meaning in it, I think. So taking the break was perfect because it allowed us to come back and be like, cool, now we can enjoy this again and find this new passion, this new love for making music, which comes by appreciating what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. When you talk to somebody on the phone, you can hear a smile. You can tell if somebody's actually having
totally,
fun.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, will you play us another song?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do for us this time?
This one is another brand new one that we just released called Somebody.
All right. This is a live session at 88.5 FM with the Griswolds.
All these lies are sharp as a knife. Don't say that it's over as soon as you're sober. A hole in my lung, a twist in my tongue. I hope I'm someone. I'm somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to all these nights. Try to apologize. A kiss on a shoulder to just let you know there's a hole in my lung, a twist in my tongue. I hope I'm someone. I hope I'm somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to. Sometimes it's hard to make it through. Thank you. somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you. Somebody, somebody to you.
The Griswolds with Somebody on the Independent 88.5 FM. That's on the new album, Nice to Meet Ya! Exclamation point. That's out now. We were just talking, you did that song a few minutes ago as well. And you came in, I'm like, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It's astonishing how many times you say that.
Oh, it's going to start annoying you as soon as you start like kind of realizing how many times you say it a day, a week. It's going to be like, oh, there's that Griswold song.
Yeah.
That's good. Maybe somebody thought about that ahead of time. It's genius. So with songwriting, is there a place that you're more inspired to songwrite? You spend time in Australia, you spend time here. Is there a place that brings out inspiration more than the other?
Great question. Thank you. we love to create in nature. So we love, whenever we've made any Griswolds album or songwriting, we like to just get out of our space that's normal, I guess. So it could be anywhere. So we've done a lot of songwriting here in America. We've done a lot of songwriting back home in Australia, on the road, you name it. But like, I guess if we were going in to make an album and we wanted to go write an album, we would go get a crazy house in the middle of nowhere. Like, I think for the second album, we went about 2.5 hours north and inland Australia, just north of Sydney, and just found this house that was on acreage, and we set up two studios in there with the band and the members, and just made music for 3 months.
Nice.
No phone reception, no anything.
Yeah, there's no internet, there was nothing. It was just like we were just basically kind of purposely locked ourselves in this place where we didn't have to leave and we could just make music the whole time.
Just us and a whole bunch of snakes.
Yeah. It's a deadly place. I honeymooned in Australia and went back and spent more time there. It's one of the best places on the planet.
Oh,
and as a child, I'm like, I want to go to Australia. I want to see the kangaroos and everything. You've got to go because there's just so much there that's beautiful. And Australia kind of feels to me like America 30 years ago.
Right.
Like, the internet service is just about what it was here 30 years ago, for one.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got it. This is fun. Brand new to us.
We just got cable. But also, it seems like there's an innocence there still. A lot of people still don't lock their doors at night in Australia.
That's true. Like, that's kind of like an ideal living, I think, for me. It's like, if you can live in a place where you don't have to lock your doors, that's great.
Yeah. Well, if you can sponsor me, I think when I retire, I'm just going to be a bed and breakfast
somewhere.
Please, it's
beautiful. It's a beautiful part of the world.
One of the voices you're hearing is, and the one singing lead on these is Chris Whitehall from Sydney, who lives here in LA now for the most part. Mm. And also Lachlan West is playing guitar. Before you do another song for us, a third song, Lachlan, tell me about your first guitar.
My first guitar. Oh, that's a good call. Actually, I have a tattoo of my first guitar.
Do you really?
Yeah, it was my dad's old acoustic guitar, an old 80s Ibanez called Golden Boy.
Nice.
Dad was a big Seinfeld fan. Jerry had his favorite shirt, right. Golden Boy. And this is Dad's favorite guitar, which he gave to me. And so that's Golden Boy.
Yeah. Nice. Where's the tattoo?
That's on my leg.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I can't remember which one it's on at the moment, but... I assure you it's there.
You carry that first instrument around wherever you go.
I do.
That's
a bit
great.
Of a jack of all trades over here. He's like a drummer, singer, keyboardist. I mean, he's played keyboards in the Griswolds, drums for the Griswolds, and guitar for like all the acoustic stuff we do. Produces songs for the Griswolds.
It's amazing.
Like, written songs with he's kind of an all-rounder.
Nice.
I gotta pay Chris more to hype me everywhere I go. This is great.
You're gonna get calls for side work
here
in Los Angeles. Anybody listening? and I wanted to ask you as well, Chris, When's the first time you recall performing in front of people and making them happy?
Oh, wow. I mean, I always loved playing music, but I think, yeah, the first time I actually performed was probably like high school camp, I think. I must have been 14 and played a song called Nothing Man by Pearl Jam.
Nice.
With my two best friends. We performed that, and yeah, that was like the first time I think anyone was like, oh, they're actually not bad. They can actually play their instruments.
Wow, you played a grunge song for them, and they were actually still showing some emotion about it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Chris didn't even want to be the singer of the Griswolds. He was going to be the guitarist. He's still looking for a singer.
Nice.
This is true, yeah.
That's hysterical.
I just accidentally fell into singing because we couldn't find someone else.
It's like Phil Collins with Genesis.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
What are you going to play for us for the third song?
For the third song, we're going to play our first big single that kind of did anything here in America called Beware the Dog.
Beware the Dog. This is the Griswolds live on 88.5 FM.
Cool.
Go where no one dared to go, and now you chase the dragon on your own. She used to suck the fun out of me. Beware the dog who sells his songs about defeat, begging for love, but you're old enough to know better than you know. Hate so much that you're better off alone. She used to suck the life out. Just haze it. We used to walk where the wild things grow, and now you're acting crazy. We used to go where the cool kids go, and now you're just too lazy. We used to joke and it felt like gold, and now you're acting crazy, 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 crazy. Woo! Beware the ghost who lives on Salamander Road, trapped in a cloud of smoke. He's old enough to know better than he knows. Hate so much you better leave that kid alone. Aye. And she used to suck the
Griswolds with a song put them on the map a few years ago. Beware the Dog on 88.5 FM. Thanks so much for coming by and visiting
us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good to get to know you. The new album, Nice to Meet You, is available now. And it came out just a couple of months ago. And if you want to see them live, do these songs and others Friday, November 29th, Black Friday, at the Troubadour. What's the live show like?
We try to keep it as fun and upbeat as we are.
Yeah.
It's like this very high energy. We try to get people screaming and singing and dancing, and that's kind of a win for us if we can do that.
Nice.
It's going to be an element of chaos and danger.
Yeah.
To make it fun.
And people will just be, you know, recovering from their turkey naps.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
The next day, so you have a captive audience. Well, best of luck to you, and
thank
I know
you.
You're heading out on tour to the East Coast after that. Thanks for coming in and visiting us here at 88.5 FM.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Griswolds.